This week on Texans Huddle.
If the offense turns the ball over in our territory, it's our job as a defense to, you know, not let them score.
As a kid, you know, school can get boring, but when you do something like this and bring it into the math classroom and try to help these kids apply it to something that they really like, maybe it becomes more fun.
What are you wearing?
Why would I be wearing anything?
Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By Amegy Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Week one is in the books as the Houston Texans hosted the Kansas City Chiefs here at NRG Stadium. Let's get right to all the reaction and highlights in this week's Texans Rewind.
Hey, let's go. We've put in a hell of a lot of work together over the last 9 months. Let's go out there today and put all that together. This 53, this brotherhood right here. Woo! Let's lay it on the line and go get that W. Let's Texans on three. 1, 2, 3, Texans.
Poyer takes the snap, throws to Hopkins, right side of the end zone, pulls it in, touchdown Houston. Smith shotgun split backs after a shift. Smith, here comes Watt with no helmet, makes the sack on Alex Smith. Here's the snap to Ryan. Steps to his right. Looking right side of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins.
The new sheriff in town. His name is Ryan Mallett.
All right, John Harris, a lot to talk about in this one, but overall, what do you take away?
Well, it's a frustrating day, I think, on every single level. You gave them 14 points with the turnovers. Obviously, the Marcus Peters pick and then the sack fumble. That's 14 points. And yet, you somehow got it back to 7 because Ryan Mallett came in and did what Ryan Mallett does. You got the up tempo, the no huddle, and just zipped it around and got him back in this thing. And, you know, just a little too much, too little too late. I thought at some point in the game that they would really get a kickstart. They need some juice. They need something. And they never really got that until Mallett got in the game.
And what were your thoughts on Bill O'Brien's decision to bring Ryan Mallett in and the timing of it? I mean, a lot of people were kind of calling for it at the half. Just your overall thoughts of the timing of that?
Look, that's not an easy decision to make at all. But he made it. I give him credit for making that decision. And, you know, I don't know if there's a right time to ever make that decision. Brian Hoyer had been the guy. They were going with him. You let him do what he can. And I think it was just time for Ryan Mallett at that point. We'll see what this means going to Carolina. But I think it's really hard to keep Ryan Mallett off the field with the way he performed.
Let's talk a little bit about a few of the positive things we did see, specifically in the receiving game. DeAndre Hopkins with a game that we probably kind of expected. But, boy, Nate Washington, Cecil Short stepping up. He got a lot of help as well.
Absolutely. I've said this. I think the wide receiver core, 1 through 6, is as deep as it's been. Last year it was DeAndre and Andre. This year you can go DeAndre, Nate, Cecil. The tight ends will get involved as we go along here. And Keith Mumphrey. How about what Keith Mumphrey did? So I think they've got, to me, a deep receiver core this year as opposed to two guys last year you could rely on. Now you've got as many as 4 or 5. So to me, I thought the receiver stepped up and made some plays. Just too many mistakes all the way throughout, whether it's defense, whether it's special teams, just too many mistakes all the way through.
What about defensively? This is the first time we kind of saw all of these guys together. J.J. Watt was being typical J.J. Watt. We didn't hear a lot from Clowney, but just your overall assessment of the defense.
Hey, I'll say this about Clowney. A lot of stuff that he did today you didn't see. one tackle for a loss that J.J. Watt had was a direct result of Jadeveon Clowney holding the edge on his side. I thought Clowney had a really nice game for his first time back. He didn't have any splash plays, but I thought he played pretty well. But this is a really rough offense to face in your first time out because it's a really aggressive get-up-the-field defense and get after you. And with the misdirection, some of the option stuff they do, it's a really tough offense to have to try and face. And Doug Peterson, the offensive coordinator, did a really nice job getting Travis Kelce open, especially early.
And kind of a guess, a little premature, but the number one thing or the first thing you think they're going to work on heading into Carolina next week?
Well, let's clean up the ball game. Let's just clean up all facets of it. Let's be better in our coverage on special teams. Offensively, we're not going to turn the ball over in our own zone. Let's protect a little bit better. Let's get our offensive line going a little bit. Let's get the up-tempo working a little bit more. And let's get our rhythm and our juice early and see if you can't play off that for next, you know, two, three, four quarters.
All right, we should take our first time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll start looking forward to the Carolina Panthers. Stay with us.